We go on with the ten symbols. Number four, catching the bull. I seize him with a terrific and extraordinary struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. He runs to the high plateau, far above the cloud mists, or into the deepest ravine he stands. No, he says, I catch him with a terrific and extraordinary struggle. First, you can't catch him if you are not total. So that's why it's an extraordinary struggle. It's not the ordinary, your ordinary strength won't help. It needs its totality. No, first, the confusion, if it's there or not. The looking, the bull number one. Maybe some faint memory that something is not right. Then he saw the footsteps. Then he got excited. Now he sees proof. Then he sees it. Now he is trying to catch it. But it's no ordinary struggle. It needs the totality. You can't just be lukewarm. That is the meaning. You have to be total. And it's no ordinary struggle because one part of you want to give up. This is the real the struggle between good and evil. There is no other struggle between good and evil. This is heaven and hell, God and the devil. It's happening inside you, either to be slave of the mind, of the ego, of the impulse, of the desires, or to show that you can be your own master. To rule yourself, not to be a slave. And that's why it's a terrific and extraordinary struggle. Because it's happening inside you. Ordinary people, they don't know. They think that this darkness and light is outside. No, it's inside. Heaven and hell is outside, somewhere up there. The angel sits and play the harp. No, no. It's in you. Unconsciousness, that means to be in hell. Consciousness means to be in heaven. Like Buddha says, life is suffering. Life is suffering if you are in unconscious, if you are in the darkness, if you are in the mind. And then it's a suffering. That's how it is for majority of human beings. But there is a way out. That is the second. The Buddha says there is a way out. And that way is to become conscious. But it's not easy. it's much easier to be unconscious. It's much easier to be asleep. When you are asleep, you have no responsibility then. And you can do all kinds of stupid things. And most people are asleep. That's why they do stupid things. If you are conscious, if you are aware, how can you do unconscious things then? You can see. The more blind, the more stupid things. If you can see clearly, it's impossible to do stupid things. So Buddha says life is suffering, but there is a way out, and that is through meditation, through self-study, through coming back to become your own master. That's what they mean in this sutras here. I seize him, I catch him with a terrific and extraordinary struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. So his great will and power is inexhaustible because it's your own life force. And if you manage to catch him, to become friend with the bull, then your power, then your strength will be inexhaustible. No, you can't think about it. How can you ride it? Then this picture they have in many different ways. Like in India, you see Durga Ma riding the tiger. It's the same thing. She's more powerful than the animal. And the tiger, the lion, is the most powerful. The bull is the most powerful. It shows, no, you have tamed yourself. You are not unruly. Even the strongest becomes your friend. Even the most unruly becomes your friend. That is the meaning. Even that which you were afraid before in your unconsciousness, that has become your friend. You had so many fears. No, you become the master. You can see. I catch him with a terrific and extraordinary struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. He runs to the high plateau far above the cloud mists. He runs very high above the clouds. It means where very few people go. You have to be ready to go where very few people go. You have to be ready to go above the clouds. It's very few people. There's no villages, there are no houses. That's where you have to be ready to go. No, your life energy will lead you now. And it won't be easy. You will be tested. And that is the meaning. From the very beginning, you have to be ready to risk. And again, the mind will come and you want to give up. He runs to the high plateau far above the cloud mists, or into the deepest ravine he stands, or into the deepest ravine. He goes both. He goes the highest of the high and he goes the deepest of the deep. it means you have to be ready to go high, you have to be ready to go low. You have to be ready to go to heaven, you have to be ready to go to hell. Don't have any fear. Wherever it takes you, you have to explore. The mind is always afraid. And this is the struggle, this extraordinary struggle. The ego, the mind, is always afraid. But there is another part of you that is very attracted, that wants to be free, that doesn't want to be a slave, that doesn't want to be fearful, that doesn't want to be complaining. That is the struggle. And freedom is when you have won that struggle, that no, you are not more a slave out of the fear, out of mind, out of confusion. No, you have proved yourself. But till that happens again and again, the mind will come and try to pull you back. Even if you have been riding the tiger, even if you've been riding the bull. No, again, this is just a test. Many people, they stop. And then even that experience goes to the ego. No, I know how it is. And then they become holier than others, more spiritual than others. No, I have used so much energy, I've been so total. No, I have felt it, how it is. And then it becomes just a memory. And that is the spiritual ego. No, you have to go on now to find the balance on the bull, to become friends with the bull. That is the next. I catch him with a terrific and extraordinary struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. He runs to the high plateau far above the cloud mists, or into the deepest ravine he stands. The mind always like the old. Why? Because the old is safe, yeah, and the mind can only function out of the habits. Yeah, that's what they say, you are just a whole bundle of habits. That's why it's so difficult to be spontaneous, because then you don't know how you respond then. You have to train yourself. That innocence, that spontaneity that everybody has when they were a child, that's what you have to find again. But now, when you are grown up, then you have an image. And not only that, people have an image about you. And this is the false personality. So that has to go again. This is the courage to break down that China wall, that protection, that image, those habits that you have around you, to find your original face again, that you don't know how it is, and nobody knows how it is. So before you will find your original face, you have to be a long time where you don't know. And most people, they think they know. They want to be smart ass, very clever. Hmm? No, you can't be clever, because the first step in India, when you come to a guru, they say the first step is that you don't know. That's why you come. You are seeking something else. No, you have learned everything in the schools, universities, society. That's what the disciple is. Then when you come to the guru, to the master, that is like, no, I don't know. Whatever I know, whatever I studied, whatever I learned, is not true. I'm not satisfied. Everything that the world was showing me is not real. No, I come to you. That's why they bow down. They want to empty themselves. That is the meaning, bowing down. They want to empty all that garbage out. And then, again, to be filled from the master of divine wisdom. But no ego wants to bow down. That's in the West, is totally unheard of, to bow down, to surrender. Who wants to do that? No ego wants to do that. They want to be in control. They want to fight. That's why this seeker, he says, I catch him with a terrific and extraordinary struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. It's no ordinary struggle. It's not Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson. No, it's way beyond that. But that is the true strength. That is the true strength that everybody has, but it's just laying there. And that's why everybody is so uncomfortable in themselves. So at ease, because it's not real. The mask is not real. Your original face is beyond the mask. Then how to find that? No, this is the extraordinary struggle. And on this journey, when you start finding that power, that bull, it will take you above the clouds to the highest mountain. It will take you to the deepest valleys. Be ready. That's why if there is no love, if there is no trust, then there will be fear. Otherwise, there will be excitement. Excitement there will be. Either fear or excitement. No, you choose what you want to be your friend. Fear or excitement. Yeah, this is how it is. Because fear, which is another name for the ego, for the mind, it always wants to hold you back. Where are you going? No, come home and study. Or make money. Or do this and do that. And life is going. And the bull is busy going higher and higher and more difficult. If you see him, first say the footsteps, or there's the proof. Then you see the shadow of it. Then you run very excited. No, you manage to jump on it. No, you better hold on. Hold on. Either you can scream and get afraid and fall off, otherwise you get very excited. No, in the commentary of this, he dwelt in the forest a long time, but I caught him today. Infatuation for scenery interferes with his direction. Longing for sweeter grass, he wanders away. his mind still is stubborn and unbridled. If I wish him to submit, I must raise my whip. He dwelt in the forest a long time, a long, long, long time he's been in the forest. And you've been in the safe village, in the town, with the family. Maybe you heard some rumors, maybe you heard some fairy tales, maybe you read in the holy books that somewhere deep in the forest there is magic. But you have been safe in the village. No, he dwelt in the forest a long time, but I caught him today. It's almost unbelievable. No, this is real. I caught him today, but nobody will believe you. Huh? Nobody will believe you, except some people who also is tired of going in circle and playing it safe. Huh? And that is the people who are coming around, the mystics. And those people are you. He dwelt in the forest a long time, but I caught him today. Infatuation for scenery interferes with his direction. Longing for sweeter grass, he wanders away. And he always wants sweeter grass. It means he can never settle down. Life is a journey. You go where the sweet grass is. When you have eaten the grass, you don't sit down and wait. You go and eat some more green grass, further deeper into the unknown, into the danger. That's why everybody is dried and hungry, because all the grass has been eaten. That's knowledge. And they're trying to be clever. It's no more real food. It's no more sweet grass. And they go on eating, and they are constipated. When you get sweet grass, then everything starts working again. Then you get life energy, you get chi. But you have to move on to different pastures. You have to maybe go to totally new territory, new fields. And maybe it is even beyond the clouds. His mind is still stubborn and unbridled. If I wish him to submit, I must raise my whip. And what is your whip? The whip for the meditator, for the Zen people, for the Buddhists, that is awareness. And how do you get awareness? Only by meditation, only by knowing yourself, only by knowing the bull, your life force. Then you get awareness. Then you get strength. Because you know, you don't believe, you know. And you have to raise the whip of awareness. You have to be strict. You have to be strict with yourself. What does that mean? It means you don't waver. If you first are on the path, don't look there and there. Go straight ahead. You're on the path now. Just one step and you may be stuck in the quicksand or lost in the rose bushes and all the thorns. And many of you know how that is. You've been happily on the path, suddenly you're there in the mud again. And then you suffer and you look like shit, and then you're even more happy when you come back. Then you laugh and play and then again you're in the mud. This is the thing, you have to realize you have to gather all your forces. You have to be single-minded. Otherwise, you will never make it. If I wish him to submit, I must raise my whip. Because awareness is the real master. Awareness goes beyond the bull also. If you have that, then any tiger, any bull will understand. It will bow down. That's why Durga Maa is riding the tiger. That's why Shiva is sitting with the cobra around his neck, like a mala, like a necklace. Even the king cobra is kissing him because he has awareness. He has no fear. The animals feel that. You have to become your own master. That is the whole thing. And it's not easy. That's why it's so few who makes it. You have to, it only happens out of your totality. And that is the whole thing to catch the bull. You have to become your own master. You have to become real. More real, more truthful, more sensitive. That's why they had a sect of Taoists. They call them the real people. That is the right way. It's not something special, it's just the real people. It's the real human beings, not false. Then you will be happy. That is how it is when you become your own master. You have found your own source. Where's Damini? You're back now. How is it? Just landed? Beloveds, well, after I met you, a little more than 2 years ago, my life has got new meaning. I have become much, much more alive and real. My kids used to say that I didn't have any sense of humor. Only their father had that. Is the father here? Raz, my man. All right? You had humor. No, Damini is catching up now. That's good, huh? It's much more nice, no? It's not nice when one has humor. The other just I mean, it's nice to laugh, but you always have to laugh alone, you know. And in the same, your partner think, you know, like, ha ha ha. It's not nice. My kids used to say that I didn't have any sense of humor, only their father had that. They never heard me laugh. I smiled and was fine. But there was something missing. Today I can enjoy a real good belly laughter. Sometimes I laugh so tears start running. And my kids, they laugh with me. What's happening? What's happening, Mama? Mama is laughing, they said the first times I really laughed. What's happening, Mama? What? Mama is laughing, huh? This is this. That is fantastic. That is the best thing you can give to your kids. When they see the mama is happy, then they are very happy then. So this is a great responsibility to laugh. What's happening? Mama is laughing. They said the first time I really laughed. A new world is happening. For this and much, much more, I wish to thank you, beloved Swara. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you again. Love, Damini. P.S. I send my love to the rest of the family. Thank you so much for everything. Very nice, Damini. This laughing, then it can do a lot for you. You should practice. Practice laughing. Only human beings can laugh, no? You don't see the dogs. Can you imagine if... Ah, no, they bark, 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 bark. Or the horses, and that would be far out. I have many horses, and if one day I come out and they all, ah, it would be fantastic. But they don't have that opportunity. They have to wait till they get reborn as humans, then only. And then after waiting so many centuries, thousands and thousands of years, to laugh. They've been looking at the humans. They laugh, they laugh. And then at last you're human and you don't laugh. That's so bad. Then, okay, you don't get it, then back again to the animal kingdom. Oh my God. No, you understand my situation. muted. You still here?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I thought you was
going. Yeah, maybe right after this. I had to see you once more.
I thought you were leaving on Sunday.
No.
No? You had to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Very nice. Welcome back.
Hmm?
You wrote a nice letter here. Dear Swaha, I want to thank you and your marvelous team for extraordinary days. I was ready for this, tired and worn, and I feel rejuvenated in many ways. I think everybody is ready for this.
I've seen the light.
Very good. This is an extraordinary place with you as the inspiration and with your fine followers making it possible. I want to thank you, especially for inspiring Sujan to finding his own way. There have been ups and downs in his life, like for many of us, but heavy going for him. He is radiant now. Isn't it amazing? That's what I call a miracle. We are both so happy that I'm here at the source, seeing, being, and sharing with him. I want to thank you as well for the personal recognition at satsang the other night. I was very much touched by your even thinking of me. And know that you had Sujan in mind. No, I didn't. Only had you in mind. I suspect Bansi as well. No. Monsieur Bansi? No, no. Not possible. He is not involved. He is involved many places, but not in this. It's only me and you. He is such an extraordinary person, perceptive and generous in his quiet, gently loving way. You haven't seen. You see only the nice things, I. Being here has been very, very good for me, and I see now how I will carry on the warmth of heart I felt here. I have also felt and seen people in pain. Life is so difficult for some. And as one said, I need to come here to feel understood. Sometimes I feel it's only here we speak the same language. And that is only one, for me it's only one language, and that is the language of love. No? That goes beyond all languages. Mm? In the head you have so many languages, you go crazy. If you try to learn all these different languages, especially with me, I go all over the planet and you go crazy. But one language is from the heart, then everybody understands. But only if they are connected there, then no problem. And that's the universal language. Your session with Lhasa was so moving. Thank you. As And as we say in French, à la prochaine.
Prochaine.
In gratitude, till we meet again. Not goodbye, but till we meet again.
That's what it means.
Yes. Vive la France. Very nice, Judith. Not a goodbye, but till we meet again. See you. May everybody have a good night and a safe journey. Aum Shanti. Judith, I have something for you that you can read on the plane, okay? This Premli will give it to you afterwards. But it's better you leave it till the plane, no? Because then you will understand when you go high. Huh? Very good. Very good. Yeah.